The tough winter weather forced hundreds of schools to close several times in January and February. Some schools racked up more than 15 snow days. This left thousands of students, who usually depend on free and reduced price meals from their schools, to find other ways to feed themselves. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has a rule that prohibits USDA-funded meals from being delivered off of school grounds. Hunger advocates have said lifting this rule could help get food to these kids during snow days. Kevin Concannon is the USDA Undersecretary of Food and Nutrition Service. He says the department is working on possibly addressing the issue, but so far there's no clear solution.
I know that's been brought to our attention by school superintendents, by principals, and others say they struggle with the decision to cancel school weather-wise when they know that it means that kids, among other impacts, may not have access to healthy food that day.
Concannon notes that there have been waivers created in the past that allow states to move these meals off-site in the event of extreme heat. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.